الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولاً سديداً يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزاً عظيماً أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Brothers and sisters in Islam, today our khutbah is titled Al-Basira. And we've translated Al-Basira as spiritual insight. So what is it? What is Al-Basira? If we look at Al-Basar, Al-Basar is your sight or your eyesight. And the Basira has the same root, but it is a light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts into the heart that allows you to recognize the truth and to recognize falsehood. It allows you to see things as intended and steers you at times of fitan, trials and confusion. So why this topic? It's probably not a surprise to anyone that we live in turbulent times where there are many lies, much confusion, much ignorance, much falsehood. People easily shaken, easily confused about clear issues. People, even within the Muslim Ummah, and we're not talking about righteousness versus not people who are not righteous. We're talking about people who pray five times a day and sometimes even pray Qiyam, but they cannot discern truth from falsehood. They don't know which side to be on. You see people in the issue of Palestine, which you would imagine would be clear, some people confused. We see people happy and pleased at the killing of Haniya, may Allah accept him, or Sinwar, or even Hassan Nasrallah. You find people, they don't know what to believe. You'll find people rejoicing and putting out tweets, rejoicing, happy that it happened. So much confusion. Perhaps more than any other time, we are deeply in need of al-basira, the spiritual insight. Because someone can be righteous, staying away from the haram, but they just can't tell the truth from falsehood. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, it is not the eyes that are blinded or that have become blinded, but it is the hearts that are in the chest that become blinded. And this is what we're talking about. This guidance here, this basira in the heart. And the scholars say it's from the highest levels of knowledge, and it's also from the descriptions of the prophets in Surah Sad. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. The translation أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ is men of power and insight. قال مجاهد أُولِي الْأَيْدِي. مجاهد is the famous مفسر of the Quran. He said أُولِي الْأَيْدِي يعني القوة في طاعة الله. They're very obedient in they're very strong in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says وَالْأَبْصَارِ يعني البصر في الحق, that they're able to see the truth clearly. So it's from the descriptions of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, being able to clearly discern and to be able to clearly see the truth. Al-basira is something that is sorely needed, especially at times of fitan. قال حذيفة, and this is حذيفة بن اليمان, the companion رضي الله عنه, لا تضرك الفتنة ما عرفت دينك. He said the trial, the tribulations, won't affect you as long as you know your religion. إنما الفتنة إذا اشتبه عليك الحق والباطل فلم تدري أيهما تتبع. He says, but when it's the fitna where you cannot be able to tell the truth from the falsehood and you don't know which one to follow, that is the difficult one. So it's needed in times of fitan, and it's also needed in da'wah. In Surah Yusuf, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمِنَ اتَّبَعَنِي. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, that because you need basira, especially with da'wah, you need it to be able to correct yourself. And the scholars give an analogy. They said, your eye cannot see itself. And your eye can see the whole world, but it cannot see itself. So what's the difference? In al-basira, you see yourself and you see your faults. So the question then becomes, how do we attain this sorely needed item? How do we attain what is known as al-basira? Number one, dua. In Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم would make the dua and he would say, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Oh Allah, put light in my heart. We already established in the beginning of the khutbah what the light in the heart means. It means al-basira. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. So dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. The scholars mention taqwa Allah, being fearful and mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we see this in Surah Al-Anfal. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tattaqu allaha yaj'al lakum furqana. Qala Muhammad ibn Ishaq fi tafsir ibn Kathir, ay faslan bayna al-haqq wal-batil. يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانَ. Muhammad ibn Ishaq rahimahullah says in Tafsir ibn Kathir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a criterion, a clear division for you between truth and falsehood. So we have dua, asking Allah, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ فِي قَلْبِي نُورًا, put light in my heart. We have taqwa Allah. We have taqwa, Allah will give you a furqan where you can clearly separate truth from falsehood. Then we have al-iffah. And the scholars say, meaning lowering the glance, lowering the gaze, not looking at the haram. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, in his book Ighathat al-Lahfan, he says that you reap what you sow. Whomever lowers their gaze from what Allah has made forbidden for him, Allah gives him a light of basirah in his heart. طيب. If we reverse this, we'll see that it's true. The reverse makes you lose it. يعني if you're always looking at the haram, you're always disobeying Allah, you lose that basira. And the scholars say sins and looking at the haram in particular. As for the sin, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَعَمْرُكْ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. So in this verse, one of the unique things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Azza wa Jal only swears by something great. So by your life, إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ, meaning they're indeed blundering in their intoxication. When someone is blundering, he can't see. Someone is fumbling and stumbling because it's dark. They're not able to see. So Allah says they're blundering in their intoxication as a result of their sins. Then the scholars mention tawheed and staying away from shirk. And in Surah Al-An'am, Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and they do not taint their iman with dhulm, injustice. And it's worth mentioning, why does Allah constantly in the Quran refer to shirk as dhulm, injustice? Because if you look at the definition of justice, justice is وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي مَوْضَعِهِ. يعني to put something where it belongs. You're a judge and someone comes to you, they have taken the right of someone else. Justice would be to take that and put it where it belongs. So injustice is to put something where it doesn't belong. Where does worship belong? You direct it to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you direct it to a tree or to a stone, is that where it belongs? And that's why Allah Azza wa Jal refers to shirk as injustice. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Those who believe and they don't taint their iman with dhulm, injustice or shirk. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. It says that to these people, Allah will grant them security and they will be rightly guided. They will be rightly guided, which means also they will have basira. So taqwa of Allah, making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, lowering the gaze and staying away from shirk and sticking to tawheed. These are the ways through which a believing man or woman can attain basira. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. The only thing left for us to comment on is the basira as it relates to the Quran and Sunnah. Basira as it relates to the Quran and Sunnah. And the first thing is, you can't have basira without the Quran and Sunnah. You can't have spiritual insight without the source of spirituality to begin with, the Quran and the Sunnah. We're living at a time where even the musallamat are issues where there is no debate. And sometimes there are issues where there has never been any debate. There has never been a debate amongst proper scholars of Islam about the numbers of prayers per day. Are they 5 or 6 or 4? There's never been a debate. It's from the musallamat. There's never been a debate, is hijab part of Islam or not? Today, people are debating it all over their channels and on TV stations. They're debating if hijab is part of Islam. There was never a debate. Hijab is from the musallamat. One of the big known du'at in the Muslim lands, he was really popular as a Muslim speaker. And then he had a television show, and he invites this lady for a full hour with no opposition, allows her to state to his audience why hijab is not part of Islam. And then at the end of the episode, they have people vote. So everyone in front of the seat, in front of you, there is a device. Vote if you think hijab is part of Islam. And 60-some% said yes, hijab is part of Islam. A group said, I don't know. And a group said, we're voting on a musallamat now. This is the level of confusion now. Next we'll vote on how many prayers there are per day. So the scholars gave this analogy. They said, if we compare, if we're saying, طيب, I have my sound mind. طيب, without the Quran and Sunnah, where would your sound mind lead you or guide you? So they made this comparison. They compared it to your eyesight. They said, your eyes, that's like your sound mind in this analogy. And without light, it's useless. So in this analogy, your eyes is your mind. And the Quran and Sunnah is the light that directs your vision. So if you have good eyesight, but without light, you can't see anything. You have a sound mind, but without the Quran and the Sunnah, you're not going to be clear on issues. And now that you have the light, you also need a sound mind on top of that. Not just any eye, but even an eye that's sound, in order to be able to see clearly. With that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who hear the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to make us of those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah. Wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. Allahumma la taj'al ad-dunya akbar hammina wala mablagha ilmina wala ila an-nar masirina. Allahumma irfa' ma halla bil muslimina fi Sudan. Allahumma irfa' ma halla bi ikhwanina al-mustad'afina fi Gaza. Allahumma irfa' ma halla bi ikhwanina al-mustad'afina fi Gaza. اللهم فك حصارهم اللهم فك حصارهم وفرج همهم ونفس كربهم وعافي مبتلاهم واشف مرضاهم واجبر كسيرهم اللهم داوي جرحاهم واقبل شهداءهم اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا اللهم كن لهم عونا ونصيرا اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.